What a bunch of bullshit, Lacey Fellows muttered at her TV. Usually she wasn't one for watching television, especially the cesspool of engineered conflict so embroiled in reality TV. But her partner of 6 years insisted she'd be fascinated by the study of human behavior. Besides, it was about couples struggling with commitment. Well, at least one half of the couples were grappling with commitment. Unfortunately, the show's premise struck far too close to home for Lacey. She squirmed on the couch as she watched the show's glitzy opening. A sultry voice announced the opening statement. In the dazzling realm of reality television, where love and drama entwine in a complicated dance as old as time, emerges a groundbreaking series that transcends the ordinary. The Love Demand is not your typical reality show. It's a celebration of love, resilience, and the vibrant spectrum of human connections. Against the backdrop of a high-stakes demand, emotions are laid bare. This avant-garde drama promises an uncharted journey through passion, purpose, and the unwavering power of authenticity. Welcome to the world where hearts are both the battlefield and the prize, and the journey to love is as captivating as the destination itself. Muriel bounced into the room and exclaimed, "Oh, good, you're watching the show. Crazy, huh? I could totally see us there. We should send in a video, if for no other reason than a well-earned, all-expenses-paid vacation. Next year, they're filming in the Cook Islands and doing their very first queer version." Lacey scowled. "You can't be serious. It's totally fake. You know that, right?" "You never want to do anything fun anymore," Muriel complained. "And you wonder why I don't want to get hitched. It's like we've already evolved into a boring married couple that has lost all their sparkle. I'd suggest polyamory to get our juices flowing again, but I already know how you feel about that. Why do you have to be so traditional? We're in our 20s, not 60s. Lacey frowned.
"I didn't think you were serious about finding a third. Are you?"
Muriel shrugged. "I was, but I'm open to other ideas on how to spice things up."
"I didn't think our sex life needed spicing up."
Lacey's body tensed, waiting for Muriel to respond. "Well, I am still having orgasms, so I guess that's something. I'm talking about that heart-pounding feeling when we first got together. It was like I couldn't breathe when we were apart. I miss that."
"I don't think it's realistic to stay in that honeymoon phase for the entire duration of a relationship. Besides, part of that was coming to terms with our sexuality. We were so young when we got together, and it was the first time either of us considered being with a woman. That had to contribute to the excitement. New experiences have always enthralled you," Lacey reasoned.
"Exactly. What's so wrong about trying to keep things fresh and exciting? Don't you want that for the rest of your life?"
"Not really," Lacey mumbled. "I don't think I could survive that. New relationships are like that pair of leather boots you can't live without. So you buy them, and they're all sparkly and exhilarating to wear, but uncomfortable at the same time. I prefer old boots, after I've broken them in, and they feel like a pair of comfortable slippers."
Muriel wrinkled her nose and pursed her lips. "Fuck, Lacey. It almost sounds like you see me as some kind of wild horse that needs to be broken."
Lacey laughed. "I guess you are kind of like a wild Mustang. That's not a bad thing. The fact that I never know what to expect from you keeps me on my toes.